On the album The Curve, musician Amin Mokhtad plays lots of instruments. Except on one track, there's percussion in the background, sounds he did not make. The song is called A Day in the Prince Kingdom. The rhythmic patterns in the background don't come from any kind of a drum. You are about to hear the machine gun fire and bombs that were falling outside of his house in Mosul, Iraq, where he composed this music under ISIS occupation.
It's the city sound during the war. When we know nothing about, we cannot go out or look from the window. We just hear that, and we have to assume who's killing who.
Yeah, there's very clear gunfire, and there are booms of presumably airstrikes. Why did you want to include this along with the music that you had composed?
Because this is what we had to live with, and every single person under war would live with that, and it's not okay. And sometimes we forget it, but it leaves wounds in our memory.
Amin Mokhtad taught himself to play the violin and many other instruments after that. When ISIS took over the city of Mosul in 2014, he had to play in secret. Even though he could have been killed for it, he kept making recordings and uploading his music to the internet for the world to hear.
I wanted to send a big statement also to everybody who judged the Mosulli people and said all Mosullis are terrorists, just kill them all. Because that was a big public opinion, even in the country, in Iraq, you know? Yeah, they just supported, just kill everybody. And I was like, no, there's innocent people.
One day, ISIS found him. They interrogated him for hours, searched his house, and found his stash of musical instruments. ISIS smashed every one of them.
Two violins, one cello, one guitar, and one something called zippy zither.
And what did those instruments mean to you? What was it like seeing them taken away from you?
Well, every single instrument I had a story with. I mean, I was a student and the economy situation really bad and I had to save every single penny. It wasn't a fancy instrument, but it's my instrument, like my baby's. Mm-hmm. Like, for instance, the cello has a name, was Peter. So they just...
Peter was the name of your cello.
Yeah.
Can we hear a little of Peter the cello? Do you have those recordings?
I do. Yeah. All the cello parts in my 25 compositions, the ordinal curve, is all recorded with these.
Okay, let's listen to a little of Peter the cello.
Yeah.
Without his beloved musical instruments, Amin Mokhtad slipped into a deep depression. So one day his cousin said, why don't you make an instrument?
I went to the market and I bought sheets of wood, but we faced the problem in some material, like the strings were a big problem.
Because what did you make the strings out of?
So there's a specific string they use in Mosul, one of the cities who create soap. So they use this string to cut the soap.
Oh. Is it like a metal wire?
Or? Yeah.
Okay. So you get the wood, you get the string, and you've never built a musical instrument before, but you build this just out of your imagination?
But when we had the instrument, mm-hmm. we were like, oh, this is a big problem. Mm-hmm. We literally felt we made a mistake, just like having a baby in the wrong time, in the war.
Yeah.
Like
how will you keep it safe?
Exactly. You are barely surviving your life. And not only that, this baby is a curse, because if they came and find this instrument in this house, and if they had in their brain to forgive you for your past sins...
They see you've done it again.
Again.
No, but you didn't destroy the instrument.
No.
It has 44 strings. He plucks it on his lap. He needed to give the instrument a name. Mosul was a city of gates, doors that led to the ancient city of Nineveh. ISIS bulldozed those archaeological treasures.
So one of the doors called Adad, and it's the thunder god. So I was like, they wanted to destroy the door and the name and the history of it. Why don't we just piss them off and call this instrument Adad?
So it lives on.
Exactly.
And you filmed yourself playing this instrument on the ruins.
Of Aden.
Was this after ISIS was driven out of Mosul?
Yeah, it was after liberation.
Where is that instrument now?
In Baghdad.
It's in Baghdad.
Yeah, I wanted to bring it here.
Here, meaning the United States. After composing an entire album shut in his house under ISIS occupation, Amin Mokhtar is now free to travel the world. He's spent the last several months composing and performing music around the U.S. I think many people view music specifically and art generally as a pleasure, a convenience, a luxury, a hobby. For you, it is so clearly something different from that, something more than that. What is it for you?
It's a need. It's definitely a need. I cannot imagine any healthy life without that. You could live without vitamins, but you will have problems. I'm not saying you cannot live without music or art. You could live, to be honest, but it's not a healthy life. So if I decide to live, I want to live a healthy life. So music and art is a need for me. It's something I would die for.
Last month, Amin Mokhtar got some good news. Wesleyan University accepted him to the school's master's program with a full scholarship.
Like a full tuition, I was like, wait a minute, what? I'm very excited to it, very excited.
And perhaps as a sign of how essential music is to Amin Mokhtar, he showed up in our studio with a violin. And when I asked whether he wanted to play it for us, he said, of course. He told us he has composed a new album during his time in the U.S. This song from it is called Train.
I always feel my life is a train. You have stations to stop at. There's no way back. You always have to go to the front.
Well, Amin Mokhtar, it's been such a pleasure talking to you.
It's a big honor.
Thank you.
Thank you.
The album that he composed under ISIS occupation is called The Curve. He recorded it with the ensemble Cuatro Puntos. And his newest album, out this week, is Bicycle Baghdad.